Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we also have as our special guest Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, being brought to us courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. Those of you who are just tuning in, good to have you, and sorry you missed a good, excellent first hour as we talked about immunity and how you can boost your immunity, try and protect yourself against the flu. But just in case you did miss it and you want to listen to it, you can do that at our website, www.wilner.com, and then you'll see a link to the radio show, and just click it a few times and follow the links, and you'll be able to listen to this show or last week's show or two shows ago. Or how many shows do we archive on there, Don?
Well, we go back a several years, actually. I think I'm a little bit behind on posting some of the recent shows, but they can always get those. We also have a link that goes to the radio station's website, and they have them over there as well. So either one of the two websites, you can get, you can listen to the shows.
All righty. Okay, and our phone number here in the studio, if you have a question, 1-800-321-0710. And those of you who were hanging on with your questions over the break, thanks for doing that. And let's say hello to Susan from Huntington, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. You're talking about building up your immune system. I'm going to be undergoing some surgery, and I was told to stop many of my vitamins. I was just wondering if it's safe to continue with D3, astragalus, NAC, and CoQ10.
The reason why they usually say stop vitamins is if they have a blood thinning effect. And well, I think that's overreacting. You have to respect that motivation. Of those things, only the CoQ10 I think would have a significant blood thinning effect. So the NAC you can continue, the vitamin D you could continue. What was the third one?
Astragalus.
Yeah.
Astragalus, Don, was astragalus one of the ones that you're supposed to take when you get an infection?
Well, I'm of the opinion that you take astragalus both before and during the infection. I disagree with Don Brown on that one.
Ah, okay.
What you're referring to, I think, is Don Brown last week suggested that in his opinion you take astragalus before as a preventive, but that during the active infection you don't need to take astragalus. I would like to discuss that with Don, because the research I'm familiar with does not support that. I take it when I have an infection, and I believe we included it in the immune acute complex, and I stand behind that.
Okay. All right. Alan from Mamaroneck, New York.
Yes. Thank you for taking this call. I have heard that in order to help with the immune system during the flu season, that olive leaf extract and green tea are also very important. What are your comments on that?
Okay, Jack, do you have anything to say about the olive leaf and the green tea?
Well, olive leaf does have an antiviral, antifungal benefit. So I think that's important. I would rank it lower than vitamin D and N-acetylcysteine and vitamin C. Green tea, I'm a huge fan of. And I probably go through about a pitcher of iced green tea every day. And I think the real key here is spending the money for a real high-quality type of green tea. And I found mine in a Japanese grocery store where there was literally a shelf with dozens of different green tea packages ranging from about $3 to $20 per package. And I ended up getting one right in the middle, about $10 a package. And it yields the richest flavor green tea I've ever had in my life.
Okay, so green tea is a good thing, and olive leaf is also a good thing, but not as up there as some of the other things we've discussed. Okay, thanks for that call, Alan.
Right, and thank you very much.
All righty. All right, Eddie from Manhattan.
Hello, Jack, Arnie, and Don. Vitamin D, as you've been talking about, I've read that it may provoke kidney stones in those people that are prone or susceptible to them. So I'm a little hesitant to take large doses of vitamin D, 3, even though the benefits are, you know, many. So what would your opinion be on that?
Okay, we've got a few opinions here.
Well, first of all, you should measure your vitamin D level in the blood. If it's on the low side, then you want to raise it up to a proper level. The only exception would be is if you actually have a history of kidney stones. If you do, then probably you need to talk with the doctor because you'd want to measure the 24-hour urine calcium excretion and a variety of other things. But for people that don't have a history of kidney stones, who don't have kidney disease, don't have a few odd things that most of us don't have, the 1,000 units daily is generally fine. Some people need more, and we can say how much more by measuring the blood level.
I understand. So what should a person, as myself, how many milligrams should I take or units per day?
Well, I would say you want to take as much as you need to get your blood level for 25 hydroxy vitamin D up to 32, more or less.
I'll give that a try.
Are you saying that you do have a tendency to form kidney stones or not?
Yes, but the last time I had them was in 1995. But I want to stay on the safe side.
Yeah. Okay, if you have a history of kidney stones, then you should talk to your doctor about it. Because let's say if you are putting out lots of calcium in your urine now, you know, that's the question of do we want to take more of a calcium into your body by using more vitamin D? So that's the one situation where it has to be individualized with the doctor.
You see, it's a complicated thing. First, let me point out that this caution about vitamin D and kidney stones is somewhat controversial. According to Health Notes, for example, it says increased blood levels of vitamin D are found in some kidney stone formers, according to some, but not all, research. Until more is known, kidney stone formers should take vitamin D supplements only after consulting with a doctor. Now, vitamin D helps with the absorption of calcium. It's not the calcium that's absorbed that is related to kidney stones. In fact, it may not be calcium at all. It's the other salts that you might be more concerned with. But it's more the calcium that will be excreted that you're concerned with. But just be aware that this is just a caution to be safe. It's not a conclusive a problem. It's just something to be alert to. You have to weigh the benefits versus the risk, as is always the case.
Okay, Eddie, thanks so much for that call.
All right, thank you to all.
All righty. All right. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And it also works down in Atlanta, where we're heard on WGKA. WOR here in New York, WGKA down here, there in Atlanta. Okay, Jack, a question about the flu shot. Should people who are taking the flu shot also be thinking in terms of the vitamin D and the NAC and all the things we discussed?
I highly recommend it, and for a lot of reasons. One being that taking these supplements are a lot safer than either the flu or the flu shot. And two, they really add to your protection. They do not detract from your protection against the flu. There have been a number of studies over the years showing that vitamin deficiencies interfere with how well the vitamin, the flu shot actually takes effect. And one of them looked at vitamin B12 levels in seniors. And the older you get, the more difficult it becomes to absorb vitamin B12. And so if you don't have enough B12, the flu shot just won't take. It's like going around without a vaccination.
Yeah, well, that's why we say take a good multivitamin every day. That's one of the reasons. Okay, time for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter, brought to you courtesy of Solgar Vitamin and Herb, the gold standard. We'll be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Gyrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Gyrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Gyrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Gyrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Gyrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And take note, the full line of Jarrow Formulas now on sale at 25% off list at Wilner Chemists. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner's as well. Listen to these great deals now in effect. Doctor's Best from 40 to 50% off the entire line. New Chapter 40% off. Source Naturals, Natrol 35% off. Country Life, American Health, Nature's Way, and others, the full lines at 30% off. Solgar is on sale. Jarrow's on sale. Enzymatic Therapy, Allergy Research Group. Again, all full lines, and there's more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? It's around 200 pages of great information. If you were on our mailing list, you would have it. Of course, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. But if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. You can also request a copy by visiting our website, wilner.com, and subscribing online. Again, as I say, the best thing is to stop by either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I guess if you're in Manhattan, it's better if you don't go to the Atlanta, Georgia store, although if you're looking for an excuse for a nice drive, you can do that. Anyway, in Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. If you're in the Atlanta area, I suggest you go to the Atlanta store, which is conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead, 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls again in just a moment. Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And here's some good news. The entire line of Solgar products are now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And we're here answering your questions about nutrients and herbs and all that good stuff. Okay, our next caller is Lillian from Brooklyn.
Yes, thank you very much. I suffer from extreme malabsorption and very bad allergies, and I've lost a lot of weight. I'm calling basically about the NAC and the lysine. Would there be any kind of, first of all, any kind of allergy to it, because it's a protein or an amino acid? Do you know of any history of any allergy with to that?
Any allergy to NAC?
Yeah, or lysine.
Not that I've ever seen. People are not usually allergic to a simple amino acid. They usually get allergic to proteins, which are chains of amino acids.
Oh, okay.
But the smaller they are, the less likely there is allergy.
And the fact that I'm malabsorbing, would there be a problem with absorption of the substance?
Well, there might or might not be. It depends on what kinds of things you're malabsorbing. If you're malabsorbing amino acids, maybe. One could check your blood levels of various amino acids to see if there's a pattern. Ordinarily, what people are malabsorbing is either fats or carbohydrates, and in that case, it wouldn't affect you.
See, most of the things that you have a malabsorption problem with are things which need to be digested. And when you're talking about a supplement like lysine or NAC, it's already, I guess the right word is pre-digested. It's not, there's nothing that you really have to digest. So absorption of those things really shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, and one last question. If I take the NAC for a certain period of time, is there any way to test to see whether I am absorbing it?
Well, in a sense that you could measure a fasting cysteine level before you start taking it, and then a month later you can measure your fasting cysteine level and see if it's increased.
Is that related to homocysteine?
Only in the most peripheral way. No. The answer, I think, would be no.
Okay.
Except if you want a very sophisticated round the back road type of relationship.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
appreciate
Lillian.
It. Bye.
All right. You know, Jack Chalam, our guest, is going to be with us for another few minutes. And, you know, before he goes, I just want to mention his website once again. It's www.nutritionreporter.com. And Jack has a newsletter that he publishes, and you can subscribe to that newsletter. It's $28 a year, and it's at that website, www.nutritionreporter.com. And he's also written a couple of books recently. Stop Pre-Diabetes Now and The Food Mood Solution, and both of those are available at Wilner Chemist at 20% off list price. Okay, and next caller is Mark calling from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm talking to Wilner in a minute.
Hi, Mark, you're live on the Wilner window.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. First question is on probiotics.
Okay.
And just a broad, you know, the broad thing of, you know, all the ups and downs. Well, there's no downs, but I mean. And then I want to ask something also a little bit related after that, if I could hang on.
Well, ask whatever you like.
Oh, okay.
You're live, Mark.
Okay. Yes, the probiotics, but then concomitant with that, recently on a public broadcast on the radio, public radio, something about someone had irritable bowel, Crohn's, something like mm-hmm. that, and now I realize this is not something that's fully researched, but apparently it's coming in. I saw it on something. I just saw the headline, so it's a little bit related, but it is wild in the sense of being.
Mark, do you have a question, Mark?
Okay, yeah, that is on the use of parasites, like African kind of worms that get in through your feet, and some people are claiming that one guy cured himself. And if he, there, I know how controversial it would be, and it's not something you'd want to.
So what are you talking about? Curing parasites with probiotics?
I think he's talking about treating Crohn's with parasites.
No. Curing Crohn's and irritable bowel with these parasites, because apparently statistically the Africans who are infected with these parasites. Yeah. Never have that kind of intestinal problem.
Yeah, okay. Sounds interesting. Nothing I would want to do, but, you know. Okay, anything else, Mark?
That's it.
Okay, thanks so much for that call. Sorry, we don't have too much to add. It's beyond our purview, I believe. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be nice, you could say it that way, yes.
Okay.
Well, if I could jump in, I might just...
Okay, you know what, Jack? I'd love you to jump in, except that we have to pause for a break at this time, and I know you're going to be leaving now, so thanks so much for being our guest mm-hmm. today.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll get back to you sometime next month.
All right, sounds perfect.
Okay, all right. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Oh, it's still Dr. Richard Podell.
All right, then we shall be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, brain, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer, 1-800-633-1106, or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Tom O'Hanlon for the traffic.
Thank you, and good afternoon. We will start things out on the LIE westbound from the Cross Island to the Clearview. It's slow, heavy from Main Street to the Grand Central. Then the Cross Island northbound, boy, is that busy from the LIE to the Throgs Neck Bridge. We're looking at delays on the Grand Central westbound, Jackie Robinson Parkway to the LIE, Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound upper level. They've cleared an accident from the left lane. The lower deck is looking good. The Staten Island bound looks pretty decent. On the BQE, Gowanus southbound, Hamilton Avenue to the Prospect, construction in two. Count them, two lanes till 5 a.m. Monday. Also, the exit ramp to Hamilton Avenue shut down. Williamsburg Bridge heading into Manhattan, stop and go. Traffic Brooklyn bound looks pretty good. Cross Bronx westbound, Rosedale to Jerome, it's slow. Eastbound delays off the George Washington Bridge. Now inbound to the GWB, 20 at the tolls to the upper deck, still heavy across the span. Lower deck is a better choice. The Holland Tunnel looking at about 15 minutes in each direction. Lincoln looks pretty good. I'm Tom O'Hanlon, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window, WOR here in New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, and the 800 number. 1-800-321-0710 works from Atlanta. Let's go, you Atlanta people. Must be everybody listening to the Atlanta Falcons, unless they're playing at 4 o'clock. I'm not sure. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Joseph from Brooklyn.
Yes.
Hi, Joseph. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes. How you all doing today?
Good. And yourself?
Well, I'm fine. I recently started using seasoned salt, and I found out it gave me high blood pressure. I'm a regular customer of yours, even in Atlanta and here on 253 Broadway.
Right.
However, what I could use natural besides, I meant for blood pressure. I don't suffer with high blood pressure, but the past month I noticed when I use that seasoned salt, I have my pressure goes up.
Okay, you know, a lot of people. You use salt, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but as of now, I'm stopping. I'm not using salt anymore.
Well, if you've used the salt and your blood pressure went up and you realize that and you stop using the salt and your blood pressure gets back to normal, you know, you're fine. You don't need to take anything for blood pressure.
Yes, but I wanted to make sure that I could take something natural for that.
Sure. There's a few things that can be helpful for blood pressure. I know there's a product from Natural Factors called Peptase, which is a protein from bonito tuna fish, which has been shown to act similar to that, a medication called an ACE inhibitor, and can help lower blood pressure. And TwinLab has a product called Blood Pressure Control, which is somewhat similar, although it's derived from casein protein and not fish, and works similarly and, you know, works in the same way. You know,
also, Arnie, he should be taking CoQ10 if he's not already taking it, of course. Mm-hmm. He can be taking some fish oil,
right.
Maybe a little bit of garlic or some hawthorn.
Oh, yeah, garlic.
I mean, these are all things that have some effect on blood pressure and are good for you for other reasons also.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like we like to say, if something has many many health benefits and very little downside, then, go ahead and take it. So, you know, those would be a couple things I would suggest along with the things. I'm not sure, Arnie, if I would have recommended the ACE inhibitor if he doesn't actually have hypertension.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said at the start.
Yeah. But something like, again, you know, a good fish oil supplement, you know, omega-3 fish oil, some CoQ10. You know, look, I mean, these are things that are good. CoQ10 is good for energy and a lot of other things. The fish oil is good for inflammation. It's good for triglyceride lowering. You know, so you're not going to, you know, these things aren't going to hurt you. And if you do have, like, borderline hypertension, they will help.
All right.
But I have some of your fish oil. I got some two Saturdays ago.
All right.
I got a couple of bottles from you all.
All right. Thanks for that call, Joseph. All right. Next is Aaron calling from Union City, New Jersey.
Iodine supplements can preferably be taken together with other supplements?
If you want to take an iodine supplement, you can take it with other supplements. Yeah.
And sure. Green tea wasn't mentioned. There are drops. There are other ways besides having a handy gallon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad I was going to say something, but I didn't want to take away airtime from Jack Challum. But I agree with him about the value of green tea. Yeah, what I do, you know, we have this new Phytotech line. It's a liquid herbal line. And we put a couple of very good, high-quality green tea supplements in that line. You know, other little dropper bottles. They have some Lohan Guo and a few other nice things in there, too. And what I've been doing, I take a water bottle, you know, as many of us do nowadays. We kind of, you know, keep a water bottle next to us all day long and drink from it throughout the day. I put two dropperfuls of our liquid antioxidant blend in there. I put, because I thought I when I was down in Atlanta, my throat was getting a little bit sore, so I put two dropperfuls of the elderberry extract in there. And I didn't think about it, but I'm going to do that now. I'm going to put a couple dropperfuls of the green tea in there as well, make up my own little immune-enhancing cocktail. I forgot about the green tea. So as soon as he said that, I realized that I made a mistake and left that out. But that, but your point is correct. There are many ways of taking green tea. You know, you can get it in a solid capsule form, in the liquid extracts where you just add it to water, or of course you can brew a nice tea. And they're all good ways of taking green tea. You can do a combination of them.
And D3 can also be taken with droplets.
Yes, but, you know, I'm not quite sure why. My mother used to take it that way, and she made a whole production out of it. She'd take a little piece of bread, and she'd be putting the drops on a little crumb of bread and making this whole thing. And I never understood what the advantage was when it's so easy to take it in a nice little soft gel or a capsule. So I went and I bought her, you know, a bottle of capsules, and now she takes it that way. But if you have some reason for doing it in droppers, it is available as a dropper, yes.
And I heard from Gary Null, it's impossible to get a clean piece of meat. And there was mad cow disease, and they inject them with all, as you know. Wouldn't it be always preferable to get in veggie caps or anything else that's not with gelatin, besides kosher and a vegetarian vegan?
If you think there's a problem with meat and anything derived from meat, by all means, either take it as a drop, for example, with the vitamin D, or take it in a veggie cap.
I just wanted to know how hard I would have to try.
Most companies today have veggie caps. Yeah, they have tablets, of course. You know, many of them have kosher products, so there's not even any meat-derived stearate in there or anything.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
You can avoid meat-derived products very easily these days.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever. If you look, and you'll find it.
I appreciate it.
All right, Aaron. Thanks so much for that call.
Yeah, go to the let me just mention, I think the Solgar website, www.solgar.com, they've redesigned their website. We were talking about the Solgar vitamin D3 products, for example, and they list, they have a column, several columns, one of which tells you whether it's a vegetarian product and so forth. So it's very easy to determine whether a product is free of animal products these days, okay?
Yeah, also, we have a lot of the products on our website, Wilner.com.
Right.
If you go to Solgar and you click on the link, most of them have an information, you know, an information link, and you can find the same information out at our website, too. All righty. Next is Bill from Paramus, New Jersey.
Yes, I have a question. There's several ways of phrasing it, but I think hopefully you get the idea if I phrase it the way it comes out. Why should I subject myself to a 10-day round of antibiotics to attempt to lower my PSA from 6.6 to whatever the number is?
Did you call last week with a similar question?
Yeah, but it was on Soul Palmetto. I went to the urologist, and I'm just wondering how much would I have to lower it to indicate what from 6.6?
You have an elevated PSA. So the doctor is saying, why does he have an elevated PSA? Is it because he has a prostate cancer? Possibly. Or is it because he has a prostate infection? So before I go and do biopsies on this guy, let's see. If it's an infection and I give him Cipro and his PSA goes down, then the increase in PSA was probably due to an infection, and I don't have to needle biopsy him. So that's the reason why he's giving you the Cipro. He wants to rule out the fact that it's a prostatitis and infection that's causing this rise in the PSA, which is giving him some concern. That's the reason. Now, if you don't want to do it, tell him, I don't want to do it. Do what else you have to do.
I have a perfect culture. Urine complete, negative. I have no symptoms. And how much would it have to go down for it to be anything?
No, it's not. Once again, like we told you last week, the PSA is not the disease. The PSA is a marker, that's all. Now, you're asking legitimate questions, but you're asking the wrong people. You need to ask the doctor. You know, in other words, you say, hey, doc, you know, what's the story? Why do I have to do this? What does my PSA have to do? Where does it have to go? You know, and see what he says.
And if you're not, you know, if he doesn't seem willing to answer your questions, you might want to find yourself a different urologist, get a second opinion if it's that important to you.
Will 160 milligrams of salt palmetto, just one tablet, do anything?
Well, first of all, we told you last week it needs to be 320 milligrams, so you need to take two tablets of that particular product. And once again, you're going in the wrong direction. You know, you just don't want to hear what we're telling you. You need to speak to the doctor and tell him your concerns. And if he can make you feel better, fine. If not, as Don said, find someone else. All right? Thanks for that call, Bill. Okay, I think I need to take a break. Okay, we have to pause for this short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell, when he finishes what he's doing. And we'll be back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Building strong bones and teeth requires more than just calcium. In fact, vitamin D3, a fat-soluble nutrient sourced from the sun, fish oil, or lanolin, is necessary for calcium absorption in the body. D3 also works in concert with a number of other vitamins, minerals, and hormones to harden bones. So don't sell your bones short by supplementing with just calcium. Just recently, the U.S. Dermatology Academy pointed out that people with known risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, such as those with dark skin, the elderly, photosensitive individuals, people with limited sun exposure, strict vegetarians, obese individuals, or those with fat malabsorption, may need to consume higher doses of vitamin D. If you are in one of those at-risk groups, let Blue Bonnet's vitamin D3 fish oil soft gels or kosher D3 lanolin veggie caps be an important part of your daily nutritional regimen for maintaining healthy bones and teeth. Available in 400, 1,000, 2,000, and 5,000 IU potencies, as well as in new Earth Sweet chewables. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. And next, let's say hello to Peter from the Bronx. Hi, Peter.
Yes. Hi, doctor and gentlemen. I take organic coconut oil from the Philippines. I take a teaspoon every day for possible repair of liver tissue and also gums. And it's high in saturated fats. It says here almost 12 grams. My question is, gentlemen, how much harm would I be doing to myself since I don't deal in vegetable oils, period?
I don't know that you'd be doing yourself too much harm. You're getting saturated fat, but you get saturated fat from other places as well. You know, so if you're satisfied that the coconut oil is doing something for you and you want to keep taking it, I wouldn't worry about the one teaspoon you're taking.
I would if you haven't had your blood tested for cholesterol and triglycerides and things, I would do so, and I would monitor it on a regular basis to make sure that you're not creating any type of a cholesterol related problem. You know, but if you're convinced that this coconut oil is doing good for you, I think Arnie's correct. You know, one spoonful is probably not going to be enough to cause a problem.
Okay. Thank you very much. It just so happens that I stay away from beef and pork. I don't want to have a possible heart attack or stroke, so I'm trying to angle myself.
You are well angled.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, next we have Connie calling from her car in New Jersey somewhere. Hi, Connie.
Hi. I have a question. I need to take systemic enzymes for a medical condition that I have.
Right.
And the problem is, complicates the situation, I have a lap band for weight loss. Now, this systemic enzymes come in quite large capsules. Well, ever since having the lap band, any capsules that I take, I must open up and just swallow the powder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with these enzymes, it tastes terrible, but I can get over that. The problem is I've gotten conflicting information as far as how much, how safe is it to do this. On one hand, I'm told, oh, it's not a problem, swallow the powder, drink it down with some water, it's all good. And on the other hand, I was told, wow, it's in a capsule for a reason that could irritate and actually start to digest the tissue in your mouth and in your esophagus. I don't know what's true.
Okay, there's a number of issues here. Number one, the reason why you need this product, that's one issue. The fact that it's in a certain form and you're opening a capsule, perhaps, that's another issue. The fact that, you know, you have a lap band, that's causing another complication. So the first one who's going to address that is our medical expert, Dr. Podell.
Okay. By and large, pancreatic digestive enzymes or whatever kind of digestive enzymes you're taking, for the most part, are safe and useful. However, in people who don't have lap bands, if you take very, very high doses, it can irritate, and indeed, if it gets stuck in various places, it can even digest the intestinal tissue. I think the way around that is to take it with food, and to not take horrendously high doses. And so you have to talk with the doctor about what it is, what dose he wants you to take. My sense is that, by and large, the capsule is there simply to hold the little beads together. This is basically a food product if you're eating pancreas. And that, while it may be a little irritating, again, if you take it with food, you're going to minimize that.
Okay, and to, on that note right there, I do want to say that it does say on the bottle, do not take this with food, only because if you do, it will simply work as a digestive enzyme for the food.
She's talking about the Wobenzyme type thing.
I see.
She's not using it as a digestive enzyme. She's using it as a systemic anti-inflammatory.
Okay, so if you're trying to do a systemic anti-inflammatory, you're correct. You do not take it with food. And there the balance is going to be... you know, seeing do you tolerate it or not. And this is something that the doctor who's prescribing this should be chatting with you about. It's really a matter of how much you're going to take, I think. But, of course, if you have the lap band, then you have a smaller area in which the digestive enzyme is going to hit you. And so you might well get more irritation than somebody else would.
Okay. Usually the products that you are taking, the systemic enzymes, they're taken in an enteric-coated product.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Is she really taking the right product in the first place?
Yeah, you should be taking an enteric-coated product. What does that mean? It means that it's probably a tablet, and the tablet is coated so that when it hits your stomach and you have a little stomach acid there, the stomach acid is not going to react with the tablet. The tablet's going to go out of your stomach, and once it hits the intestine where your pH has increased, it's not acid anymore, it's slightly alkaline, then the enzyme dissolves and gets into your bloodstream. So
it seems to me that in her case, Arnie, she needs to talk with the doctor about maybe exploring some alternative ways of treating whatever the condition is, inflammation.
Because
she does have a problem that might make the systemic enzyme product less than optimal, then maybe there's other ways of approaching.
Okay, did the person who recommended the systemic enzymes know about your lap band?
Actually, no. That's what I was afraid of.
My medical condition
is limited scleroderma is what I have.
Say that again.
My medical condition that I need the systemic enzyme for is limited scleroderma.
Okay. Now, somewhere along the line, communicate either with the surgeon or with someone who's very familiar with the lap band surgery and see that this isn't going to cause you more of a problem than the limited scleroderma.
Understand. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Connie. All right. Let's see. We have Tony from Waterbury, Connecticut. Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about, I'm 51, and I'm finding that I'm getting up in the middle of the night to urinate.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a commercial about beta prostate.
Okay.
And how it's supposed to be like 10 times or 12 times more efficient than salt palmetto, I guess they said.
So they say.
Yes, and I was wondering, and I was thinking of ordering it, purchasing it, and I was wondering if that's the way to go or if there's something else I should be doing.
I would recommend probably a comprehensive prostate product rather than taking something which is just one ingredient like saw palmetto or the phytosterol, the beta cetosterol that's in beta prostate. I would use a combination product. A lot of people have combination products. Solgar has one, and Bluebonnet has one, and Doctor's Best has one. And so there's a whole bunch of them. Give us a call at the store tomorrow, okay? 1-800-633-1106. Call us tomorrow afternoon, and we'll recommend one for you. Okay, and now we're going to pause to hear a little word about Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All righty, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out today. And please stay tuned for Dr. Fred Vanini and the Heart Show, which comes on immediately following the Wilner Window. And we will be back again next Sunday. Our show is from 2 to 4 every Sunday. And we hope you'll tune in. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.